Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Mind Aware, 520.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantra password.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about your why, your core values, your like deep-seated reason for why you're doing your business. Do you have to have a why? Find out in just a minute. Here's what happened. Somebody wrote in, and well, actually, I'll read it to you. And by the way, if you ever want to be on the show, you just go to danawild.com/askdana. danawild.com/askdana and just fill out the form and you will get your question answered on the show. So here's what this person wrote. I would like to figure out my why, those deepest goals and core values. I can't find those, and so it's hard to move forward in my business. So let's begin. For those of you that don't know what a why is, usually a why is like that really emotional, deep-seated reason why you do your business. And most of the time when people are trying to find their why, somebody will say, why do you do your business? And you or the person being asked the question will say, here's why, and give some reason, like I want to make more money or something like that. And then the facilitator asking the questions will say, why? And then you answer again, and then they'll say, why again? And you answer again, and why, and ultimately you end up with like five levels deep on your why. And the point is you're supposed to find some really emotional reason. Many times it ends up in crying and all of this, you know, like, oh my gosh, that's the real reason. I want to be respected, or I want my husband to admire me, or whatever it is, right? So if you have your why, good for you. This is great. There's nothing wrong with like living by core values or understanding what drives you or understanding the psychology behind why you grow your business. It's not like somebody ever said like, oh, her business was going so well and then she found out her core values and it all fell apart. You know, that doesn't usually happen. If you've got your why or you know your driving psychological reasons for building your business, hooray, hooray for you. This is for everybody else who doesn't, or if you work with people who don't. And here's the thing. You don't have to know your why to build your business. You don't have to have some deep psychological reason or desire or need or something you're kind of trying to fix to build your business. Now, the insinuation here is that I can't move forward on my business because I don't really know why I'm doing it. And so I would like to suggest that you don't need to know why. that that is just a story that doesn't really matter. It could be all sorts of things. People could give you any list of things that you have to do before you can build your business, or you have to be before you're successful. And believe me, the world is not short on reasons and ways that we don't measure up. The world will tell you, oh, you're not techie enough. You can't build a business unless you're techie enough, or you're not extroverted enough, and you can't build a business unless you're extroverted. And this is just another version of that. This is a version that says you can't build your business until you know your why, your core values, your driving motivation to build your business. And it's just a bunch of BS. It's not true at all. Doesn't matter in the least if you know your why. You'll figure it out as you go along, or maybe you'll never figure it out. It doesn't matter why you're doing what you're doing. The point is, what you're really looking for is the joy in what you do. And so let me rephrase the piece about what's important when thinking about the why. It doesn't really matter what we do or don't do in our businesses. What matters is the way we talk about it, the way we think about it. So it doesn't matter that you don't have your why, or that you don't have the reason behind what motivates you to build your business. What matters is if you think it's a problem, or if you're talking about it like it's a problem, then it's a challenge. So whether you have your why or whether you don't doesn't matter. What matters? How you think and talk about it. So you can have your why or your core reason, and you can tell a story that sounds like, I'm so successful because I know my why, and I have a driving force that drives me, and it feels so good, and I love moving forward knowing what my core values are. You cannot have your why, or not have your core values, or not have your driving force, and you can still be successful based on the story you tell about it. Your reticular activating system, your brain, will match up whatever you think and talk about. So you can just as easily say, hey, guess what? I don't have my why, but it doesn't seem to matter. I'm on my way and I'm enjoying the ride. Hey, I don't know what my core values are in this, but I don't make that big of a deal of it, and my business is growing anyway. Hey, I'm not sure what my driving force is in doing this business, but it's okay because I'm making money anyway. If I had to choose between knowing my why or knowing my joy, I would go for joy 10 times out of 10. If you know the things that you love to do or that get you excited, that's going to take you so much further than knowing some deep psychological thing that you think you need to fix. It's kind of like this idea of having to know what drives you from a point of lack, rather than knowing what drives you from a point of fun and joy and goodness and wanting to pursue the things that light you up and wanting to do the things that make your heart sing and figuring out, like, what is it that's fun and making that the game. Look at the two choices of things you have to do in your business. Like on any given day, look at your little task list and ask yourself, which would be the most fun to do? I'm going to do that thing. Keep following those things that sound like the fun things to do, and you'll figure out more and more and more what lights you up. You'll be taking more and more action from that place of fun. You'll be taking more and more action from your place of passion. Like, wouldn't you rather build a business out of passion and fun and joy and knowing what lights you up rather than knowing some kind of deep psychological why or drive or needs that you need to fill in order to feel complete? Yuck, right? You don't need that. You just need to feel every day, do your best to feel for the feel good. Look at the signposts of what feels good and what moves you forward. If you have your why, make that the reason for your success. If you don't have your why, make that the reason for your success. And for everybody in between, follow your joy, follow your feel good. See if you can spend more time doing stuff that's fun. Spend more time doing the stuff that's easy for you, that's within your natural gifts. Figure out the things you love to do. Do you love to write? Do you love to speak? Do you love to connect with people one-on-one? Do you love to teach or do presentations? Do you love to interview people? Do you love numbers? What is it that you love? Spend more time doing that. That is the thing that will bring you success. That is the thing that will move you forward. That is the thing that will make building your business not only go faster, but it'll be more fun as you do it. And the best part is you can start now. You get better and better at it. It's not like I don't still do things sometimes that I don't think are fun. I've been just as guilty as anybody else of doing things out of obligation or like all feeling like I have to because the peanut gallery says I have to. But you get better at busting yourself, and you get better at turning around, and you get better at living every day as your highest self, more and more and more fun and joy and all of the things that you hope for in the upcoming year. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
He's like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.